Hey everybody, welcome. Today, Leanne and I are here with Chris Neary, and we have actually an interesting story to share with you about Chris. He's the VP of Marketing at Roam Mobility, which is a new mobility company based out of Canada. And Leanne and I often talk about when you're in flow, the universe has a funny way of putting people in your path that you connect with and people who help you on your journey. And so one night, Leanne and I were out for dinner at our favorite little restaurant in Vancouver called Shambar. And what do you know, but we're sitting next to Chris and a friend of his, and we started chatting about business and what we did for a living. And sure enough, we told Chris all about our crazy travels. Those of you who have followed Leanne and I for a while know that we've been to a lot of different places, and we run our business quite frequently from the road. And we kind of, got on the topic of talking about our crazy cell phone bills that we often get through our normal provider that we use from Canada when we're traveling to the US. And sure enough, Chris, again, is the VP of Marketing at Roam Mobility and started telling us about this new travel package that they offer for Canadians and decided to sponsor Leanne and I through our travels in the US over the past 1 month. So before we get into the details about what Roam Mobility is all about and how much it's helped Leanne and I over this past month, we just wanted to welcome you to the call, Chris.
Thanks very much, guys. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. So, as Alex mentioned, it was so much fun when we met you. We were sitting around chatting, having dinner and a couple of drinks, and we really just started talking about what we were up to. And when you told us about Roam Mobility to begin with, it was seriously like a dream come true. And it's like, can something like this actually exist? Because all of you fellow Canadian travelers out there can completely relate to this. And you'll know that as soon as you go into the US, you don't even want to turn on your data on your phone, because if you do, you will be charged an arm and a leg. Like, you might need to sell body parts or something to pay for it, or like give up your kidney or liver. And then long distance fares, like everything, like things get pricey. They get really expensive. Alex and I, on a regular basis, our cell phone bills would be, like $800, $900, over $1,000, because we travel a lot and we are social girls and we're connected, and it's important for us to stay connected. So I know all of these. Well, Alex and I have experienced Roam Mobility for ourselves over this last month, and we're extremely impressed. And that's why we wanted to get Chris on the phone today, so that he could share some more details about Roam Mobility, because this is something extremely valuable that Canadian travelers, especially Canadian business travelers, need to learn more about. So, Chris, in your opinion, what is the coolest thing about Roam Mobility, and what sets Roam Mobility apart from the other providers out there?
No, it's a good question. And just as I was hearing you, discuss the need, it's a need that most Canadians do share. And the idea was born of, a couple of different dynamics that I think are important to pick out. So Canadians spend the most for roaming, cell phone services roaming, whether it be data, talk, or text, in the world. There are surveys on this by the OECD, and Canada consistently come out as top of the range, way above the US or any of the European countries. They spend over $800 million a year in roaming, 450 million of which is in the US alone, which is a crazy, crazy figure. And 50% of Canadians turn their cell phones off when they go over the border. So when we were coming up with the ideation for this and thinking about, who is it going to be relevant, who is it relevant to, and will people adopt this? The obvious answer was yes. And when I'm sat in a restaurant speaking to people like your good selves, and I think it was one of your birthdays at the time.
Yeah, it was Leanne.
That was mine.
There you go. There isn't anybody that I speak to that this isn't relevant to. Anybody that travels, anybody that goes south of the border, will have experienced some kind of a sharp pain in their purse at some point. So this addresses that. So what's the coolest thing about Roam Mobility? I would say that it addresses a genuine bona fide need. We've tried to build a brand around transparency in the pricing, and about an efficiency and quality in the service. We're actually partnered with T-Mobile in the US, and they have the largest 4G network in the US. So, we're presenting a tier one service here. We're not using remnant minutes from a long forgotten network somewhere. This is a tier one T-Mobile service that we're offering at a heavily discounted price, just because we want to be transparent and offer Canadians who want to travel some economy.
That's great. I love that. And, you know, as you were talking, I remember maybe about a year ago, being back in the US and being like, what the hell? You know, I went and got a AT&T SIM card because that's what a lot of people tend to do, only if they have unlocked phones, right? But they'll go and take out their Canadian SIM card and put in a US SIM card in order for them to be able to get the lower rates. But I always remember thinking, you know, you can call in the US, you can call anywhere within the US and it's local. And, you know, people have live in California and they keep a number from New York or whatever. And so I remember just thinking, I'm like, wow, that's so awesome and kind of crappy that Canada didn't have that feature. And now with RoMobility, you know, Leanne and I have our phones and we can call anywhere in the US or back to Canada. And it's like we're calling a local number. So it's just beyond helpful. And we've been able to stay connected more so now than any other time before. And as our business is taking off, I mean, we can't have people calling us and being like, why was your phone off or whatever. So it's been awesome. And so you've kind of already touched on this, but who would you say is like the perfect RoMobility customer?
Yeah, we've got a quite a wide spread on that. When we were coming up with the marketing plan, okay, who's going to be our specific target for this? We found it hard to pinpoint. An obvious one for us with the older generation, the baby boomers, who can travel anywhere between 4 and 7 times. They make between 4 and 7 border crossings a year. And we thought, okay, well, you know, they've probably got a high propensity to use a service like this because they'll want to keep in touch with family and friends back home in Canada. Or stay productive or entertained or in touch with everybody in the US whilst they're down there. So that was one kind of target, but then we started to think about the business traveler and how data intensive their lives are, and also, well, of course, how intensive they are on voice services as well. And that became another demographic, another target for us that became very apparent. And then there's the other kind of affluent leisure traveler, just somebody who pops over the border for shopping in Seattle for a day, or if you're over on the East Coast, pops down to New York, or it seems like anybody who travels at least once a year down to the US will benefit from this in some way or another. I mean, if you take a look at the price comparisons, TELUS Bell and Rogers are charging about $1.50 a minute, $1.60 a minute to do incoming or outgoing voice call. 60 cents a message, incoming or outgoing on text message. And if you're calling back to Canada, you'll pay long distance on top of that $1.50. So we're offering price points of $3 a day for unlimited talk and text to everywhere in the US and back to Canada, as you just said. So it's basically 2 minutes of talk time on any of the other major networks equals a whole day free of incoming and outgoing talk and text, including back to Canada for us. So who is our target? I'll stop mumbling and get to the point. Everybody.
Awesome.
That's amazing, Chris. And so we've, like Alex said, we've been so excited now that we can actually. I remember when I would be down in the US before, my friends and family in Canada would never hear from me because I would buy a US SIM card and I would get quite a reasonable rate to talk across the US, but I was extremely limited to Canada. So for me, similar to Alex, I had AT&T. And so it was great, but it was still limited contact that I could have. So now this has been absolutely amazing that I can call all of my friends in Canada, all of our business people there, and then obviously everyone in the US as well. So it's been an absolute delight for us. And we also have data. We've been using the Liberty hotspot, and I know you guys have we have data on our phone, and it's been an extreme delight. And again, like it's a huge treat. Like now I can tweet on the road, I can upload photos, I can share things in real time. I can get back to people, I can answer all of my emails, and so that's something that I've been really, really impressed with. And to me, that's what really set RoMobility apart from AT&T and the other services that we were using when we were down in the US. So can you tell us like a little more about the Liberty Hotspot and all of your data stuff that you guys have going on?
Yeah, of course. The Liberty Hotspot is kind of, I guess it's our flagship product. I'll say handmade, bespoke made for Rome when we launched. It's a data-only device. It's capable of speeds up to 42 megabits per second. And for people like yourselves who like to stay in touch, stay informed on social media, exchange fairly data-intensive files, and also stay in touch or stay productive at business, this is essential. The basic technology converts a cell phone signal into a Wi-Fi signal. So that means you can get high speed, 42 megabits per second, internet pretty much anywhere that you can get, well, actually anywhere you can get a cell phone signal. So if you're in a train, bus, car, in transit somewhere, and you can make a phone call, then you can also convert that signal into a hotspot. Another interesting attribute to the Liberty hotspot is that it can serve up to 5 devices simultaneously. So I know you guys, you know, you travel in pairs, you go everywhere together. If you're going down there with a group of colleagues or a group of friends, let's say you're going to Vegas for a stagette, you can take it down there and 5 people can access the internet through that device simultaneously. And of course, being road mobility, the price break on it is pretty significant as well. You know, I mentioned the $1.50 a minute from Telus Bell and Rogers for talk. Data rates can be as much as $3 a megabyte with those providers. You can buy packs that will bring it down a little bit, but not too much. Whereas ours, the most you'll pay for a megabyte of data with us is 6 cents.
Yeah, wow.
Which is kind of hard to, you know, draw a line between the two.
So can you put that in like layman terms? So for me, I know like, okay, 6 cents for blah, blah, blah. Like how much, if I wanted to go to the US and use my phone, use the data, how much would that cost for about a month's worth of usage?
Oh, you're talking big bucks. If you wanted to use your phone like you do in Canada, you're probably going to be using, I don't know, 100 or 200 megabytes, I would imagine. And if you're a business user, probably a bit more near 500. So yep. 500 megabytes times $3.
That's tons.
Right. Yeah. So it's $1,500 for a month, whereas with us, the 1 month package is $99.95.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Leanne and I have both been there. I mean, I've gone back to Canada before and get my email bill. And it's like crippling. You're like, holy cow. And the funny thing is a lot of people are like, well, with data, I won't go and like download a lot of stuff. Right. But if you have email and you open up your inbox, you know how it'll say downloading and all of a sudden you have 50 new emails, that's just downloaded onto your phone and you're totally screwed. So again, like the Liberty hotspot has been a huge lifesaver for us too. We rented a loft in San Diego last week and we actually had our whole team, our video guy, our designer, our project manager, and both Leanne and I running our MacBooks from it. So it was awesome. Really, really cool.
It's pretty good. Hey? It's really fast. It's pretty clean. It's really easy to use.
In some cases we were actually, because the place had Wi-Fi, but it wasn't as fast. So we were switching back and forth, which was cool. So tell us what new things are coming with Roam Mobility, because I know you guys are constantly innovating, constantly coming up with new things just to make it more user-friendly, to help people out more. So what are some kind of hot new things that are coming for you guys?
Good question. Yeah, we're always on the lookout for new devices, something that can push the mobility for the traveler brand forward. We're currently in development with a company out of Japan to develop a new travel phone. So this will be something that incorporates all the different aspects of what you would need from a travel device. So I'm not going to let too much out of the bag on that one at the moment. It's top secure, top secret. It's in the 007 development lab as we speak. So we're working on that. Other stuff that's perhaps a little more grounded, we're working on a call forwarding service for Canadians when they travel the border to be able to forward their number to a Canadian number so that they don't end up paying long distance call forwarding. And just to give you geniuses a bit of a background on that, at the moment when you buy a Roam Mobility product, you get a US phone number for that service. And of course, if somebody calls your Canadian number, they will need to be forwarded from your Canadian number to your new US number. And in order to do that, you need to buy a call forwarding package. So what we're aiming to do is make sure that you get a local call forwarding package instead of a long distance call forwarding package to keep your costs down. So we're working on that. There are a couple of other things we're working on. So for instance, if you go down to the US with a Roam Mobility handset for, let's say, 3 days, and you give out your US phone number to some people, at the end of the 3 days when your service ends, we're developing the ability for the voicemail function to remain consistent for the lifetime of the phone, so that people in the US or wherever can call that number and leave you a message and you can retrieve it. So it's small. It's small functions like this that kind of we're trying to close the gaps on some of the barriers that we're seeing. You know, we are a company that focuses on transparency. We do listen to our customers. We're very active on social media, and we're collecting recommendations for feedback and then trying to act on them. So everything that I've just mentioned to you and more, there's quite a bit in motion, has all been a result of of active feedback.
That's amazing. I know for me, well, both Alex and I are one friend. When we came down to the U.S. this time, we have our new, like, 773 numbers, and we're from Illinois now. And and our friend's like, what is with you two and your sketchy numbers? Seriously. And we're like, don't worry. This company is working on it. They have plans. Like, and so now people, they're like, well, what numbers should I keep for you? Is this one that's temporary? And right. I said, I'm like, no, keep this number because everything's going to be – things are going to be integrated really nicely. And then I'm actually, yeah, and it will be so nice for people to be able to phone my US number or my Canadian number and know that somewhere they can leave a message or it can forward to me or something. So I'm extremely, extremely happy to hear that. And thanks for listening to people.
We're trying to take the hard work and all the variables out of it. We're, you know, we've been in development for a year and a half, 2 years. But of course, we've only been in market serving the customers for, you know, almost 4 months now.
So new. So
we're still learning. Yeah. We're still learning. But, you know, so we are closing down all of these gaps and, you know, we're doing it in almost real time. So, yeah, we're going to be all of the stuff that you just talked about, we're working on.
I love it. And then what is this swap program that you guys have going on or that you're launching?
The swap program. Well, what we've noticed is that, you know, and Alex mentioned it earlier, that the more technical savvy people or the people that travel a lot down to the States have figured out that they can go to the States and buy an AT&T, using your example, SIM card, and get talk and text services as though they were a local in the US. So there are quite a lot of Canadians at the moment adopting that strategy. Now, what we've done is we've developed a service around our own SIM cards, because we sell SIM cards, obviously, to beat the products that AT&T and all of the other providers down south are offering. So, for instance, the SIM cards that you'll buy in the US will expire after 90 days, and ours don't expire for 365. So as long as you use our product once a year, it remains your number and your line is dedicated to service to you. The US SIM card providers also charge you long distance when you call back to Canada. And as I've mentioned earlier on, all of our plans are unlimited across the US and back to Canada. So there are no long distance charges. And there are also a couple of other different quirks in the way that the plans are sold. So the US providers tend to require minimums. So you'll have to purchase a minimum amount, let's say a month's worth of service, whereas with us, if you're going down to Seattle to shop for a day, you can buy 1 day.
Right.
You can buy 3 days. You can buy 7 days. You can buy 3 plus 1, 4 days. So there are no minimums. So there are a couple of quirks that we've tried to build into the product and the way that the product functions to make it more pertinent to Canadians. So what that means is, with all of that stuff, what we've tried to do is say, hey, all of you Canadians that have a SIM card with another provider down in the US, send it to us, and we'll send you a free SIM card from Rome so that you can use all of the benefits that I've just mentioned, plus a couple more.
Awesome. That's really, really cool. I know I have a few SIM cards laying around. It's funny because I've actually started a little collection in like my wallet zipper pocket. It's like I feel like James Bond. I'm like, ooh, which SIM card should I use now? And so now it's like, don't have to worry about that anymore. So, you know, Leanne and I have just totally been raving about Rome Mobility, and we've heard all these amazing things that you've told us about it. And just to, you know, totally honor your transparency and everything, I want to know, you know, what would be a couple downsides to Rome Mobility at, you know, this point in time that maybe you're working on or things that you're improving upon?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And yeah, in the spirit of transparency, I'll let you know. So again, you know, we are working on the call forwarding feature. So some of the feedback that we've had, you know, orientates around people in Canada have to pay a long distance charge to the US to call me. Their own customers would much prefer to have their friends and family in Canada call a Canadian number, ideally their own number, and have that call routed to wherever they are in the US. Mm-hmm. That's something that we're working on. We're in partnership with the company, and that will be done as soon as possible. I'm not going to give you a date on it, but it's high priority for us. So that's the first one. The second one, which we get a lot of feedback on, is that T-Mobile and iPhone products and services aren't yet 100% compatible, in that the iPhone 4 can only reach speeds of about, well, they call it edge, and it's around 2G when you're in the US. So we make promises that we have a 4G enabled network down in the US. When you're on an Apple product, unfortunately, that drops down to 2G. It's not the end of the world. It's still fast. It's still second generation technology. We are working with T-Mobile and Apple at the moment to find a fix, and it involves a very technical, long, boring process, which I won't go into now. But it's all about the spectrum and the bands that they're using to deliver the signal. That's going to be remedied by the end of 2012. So that's something that we're on. It's a little bit longer than we'd like, but you know, it's not that the Apple products don't work right now. They do. It's just that they're not super blazing fast like the 42 megabits per second promise that we're making.
Yeah, Leanne and I both have iPhones, and we've experienced that it's been a 2G network. But honestly, I think the only downside is photos take a little bit longer to upload. But you know, in exchange for only paying, you know, however much a month less than what you'd pay on the regular, you know, the Canadian providers, it's been like a no-brainer. So, and it actually hasn't slowed us down very much. Emails still come through really quickly and everything. So,
right,
it's actually motivated me to keep my inbox cleaner so that it's easier for me to find all those emails, because I know it'll take a little longer to search.
So there's
some perks to it being slower as well, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, Alex, that was going to be my point, which is, you know, with the price break on it, there are bound to be a few tweaks. Again, we're working on them, but if you can tolerate a 99% reduction in price, you know, for a 10% reduction in quality, then right. The other one that we're working on with priority is the fact that BlackBerry's at the moment, you can't get data with us when you insert one of the Roam Mobility SIMs into the device. BlackBerry have their own unique way of delivering data through the BlackBerry device, and it's different than any other GSM phone. So we are working in partnership with BlackBerry to be able to deliver that, and it's the roadmap for that. There's actually a process, there's a system that all telecommunication companies need to go through with BlackBerry, and it's mandated by them, and that should take between 3 and 6 months, and we're at the beginning of that process now. So at the moment, if you've got a BlackBerry, talk and text works great. Data, not so much. The way around that, of course, is to buy something like a Liberty device, because you can access the internet through Wi-Fi on a BlackBerry device, just not through cellular data, through a SIM card. I hope I've confused you enough with that.
No, it makes sense.
Okay.
Or join everyone who has an iPhone. No.
Yeah, what are you doing with the BlackBerry?
Come over
an iPhone.
From the dark side.
Yeah, I think 32% of North Americans have iPhones. I think that's the stat I was looking at most recently.
Growing every single day.
I should probably research my numbers before I deliver them.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. So, I guess my next question for you is: if people want to find out more about Roam Mobility, is it better? Like, can they find Roam Mobility in stores? Are there only certain, like, cellular chains? Should they go online? What's the best way for people to find you, to learn more, to purchase the SIM cards, I know, with the swap program? And then also, how can people provide feedback? Because that's what I love about you guys. You do listen to your customers. So it would be great for our community to know how to reach your peeps on that end, too.
Absolutely. First part of your question, I think the website's fairly comprehensive, and there's an FAQ section in there with all the common questions that get asked. I understand and have become, you know, I understand better over the last 4 months that people do have a lot of questions about this. Do I get to keep my number? How do people call me? How often do I have to use it? When does it expire? And all of those kinds of things. That's all listed on the website. And that's all digestible from there. So if you've got any, you know, basic research you want to do, take a look on there and see if this is something that that would appeal to you and you know, your usage behaviors. You can also purchase from the website. That's easy. We have free shipping on all of our products as well. So yeah, there's an added incentive. We are 4 months old, so we're building out our retail channel at the moment. However, we're available in some pretty key areas. So we're available all of the airports across Canada. Some are pre-security and some are post-security. And if you look for us in the iStore shops and also Virgin and also Relay. And then in some airports, we've also got carts as well in the platform areas.
Cool.
So
cool.
Yeah, you'll see us there. We're also at some selected travel retail stores, like luggage retail stores, for instance. And you'll also see us in quite a few independent mobility providers. And they include, you know, everything from Wind Mobility, Telus, Rogers. They're all selling us as a roaming product.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And just so everyone...
There's one more I should say as well. Sorry
to interrupt.
Yeah, we just struck a deal with Allegiant Air, so I'll give you guys the lead on it. It hasn't been announced publicly yet, and it won't be until May 15th, but it's yours until then. You're sworn to secrecy, but we'll be in partnership with Allegiant Air, and we'll be the first mobility company to be offering roaming services up in the air via the cabin crew.
Wow, that is awesome.
breaking
news. Cool. And so for everyone who's listening, the website is just roam, R-O-A-M, mobility, mobility.com. And also, I know that you have a social media team who's really active on Twitter, so people can reach out to you on Twitter. Just the handle is roam mobility, and you can tweet, and they're like really so responsive at getting back to any questions or feedback or anything like that. So I think that's it. Thank you so much, Chris, for joining us today and answering our questions.
Oh,
and we're so excited to kind of get the message out there, because I know it's completely changed the way Leanne and I have operated over these last few weeks, and we're still down in the U.S. for another couple weeks, so we're going to get a lot out of it. It's going to be great.
Well, I'm glad it's working for you guys, and I'm really happy to have been invited in to talk about it, so thank you very much.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. And we'll see you when we're back in Vancouver.
Okay, we'll have to do another dinner.
Yes, you bet.
Bye.
Take care. Bye now.